Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, now cloudy and 70 degrees. Thunderstorms rumbled across south-central Kansas from west to east overnight with lightning and thunder, some high wind, and spotty rain amounts. The National Weather Service reports less than a quarter inch, 23 hundredths overnight rainfall near Eisenhower Airport. An inch or more is common throughout the area with heavier rainfall in southeast Kansas. No damage is reported from the overnight storms. California Governor Gavin Newsom handily survives a recall election.
Newsom, moments after the AP declared him the winner.
I'm humbled and grateful to the millions and millions of Californians that exercised their fundamental right to vote and express themselves so overwhelmingly by rejecting the division.
His top opponent, conservative talk show host Larry Elder, addressing his supporters, still criticizing Newsom.
I can't think of anything that this man has done in the last 2 years that suggests he deserves another day in office.
Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
A group of parents and students gathered in front of Bishop Carroll High School in Wichita to protest their mask mandate.
The protesters saying everyone should have a right to decide whether or not to wear a mask.
We are not here to bring division. We are here to simply say that we want to have a choice in this.
The school's mask mandate went into effect this past Friday. The school had no comment on the protest. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
St. John Hudson schools in western Kansas are closed this week due to staff and sub shortages after a rise in COVID-19 cases. There will be no remote learning and no meals at the school. The district says students will return to classes next week with testing available on a limited basis. Unlike during the aftermath of 9/11, Americans are far from united in battling the common enemy that is COVID-19. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meitzner tells KNSS News.
This COVID's kind of an enemy, but we're not together on it. And I think each business and each group is kind of doing what they think is best. And I think we're niching away at the vaccines. I'm a supporter of getting the vaccinations.
Meitzner commented during his weekly chat with Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS. The city of Wichita will submit a letter of intent to the state with hopes of securing federal funding to alleviate flooding in the Calfskin Creek Basin in West Wichita.
October 1st is a deadline to submit the letter to the Kansas Division of Emergency Management. If invited to apply, the city would then submit a grant application to FEMA to help cover the $40 million cost of building 2 dry detention dams. The improvements would remove 458 acres of land and 149 structures from the 1% annual chance floodplain. Councilmember Brian Fry says this work will greatly help the western part of the city.
Having this opportunity potentially get nearly 500 acres out of the floodplain and allow it to be developable is certainly going to be a boon to the city's growth.
The local match would be around $10 million and split between the city and Sedgwick County. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
U.S. gymnast Simone Biles is scheduled to be among the athletes who testify before a Senate panel today about a team doctor who abused women and girls over decades.
The Senate Judiciary Committee says Simone Biles will testify today about former USA Gymnastics team doctor Larry Nassar. So will Michaela Maroney and Ali Raisman. The committee is investigating the FBI's response to complaints about Nassar's abuse. He was sentenced to at least 40 years in prison on 10 molestation charges in 2018. A Justice Department Inspector General report, though, has already found that FBI officials dragged their feet and failed to investigate reports of abuse for at least a year, which may have allowed the abuse to continue. The Inspector General and FBI Director Christopher Wray are also expected to testify. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A faulty extension cord led to a fire at the state fair in Hutchinson Tuesday morning in a vendor's space near the grandstand. People nearby were able to put out the fire. There were no injuries. The booth with T-shirts and leather goods was damaged. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
And you can dance for inspiration.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS on this Wednesday morning hump day. 6:10 now, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Okay, we've got some construction that's going to be affecting the Kansas Turnpike later today. It's not happening just yet, but 9 a.m., they're going to close the exit ramp from I-35, that is Kansas Turnpike, I-35 to westbound Kellogg. That ramp is going to close. They're installing some pavement markings there. It's going to be closed from 9 a.m. until about 3 p.m., Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. As scattered showers come to an end across south central Kansas this morning, clouds will be slow to move out, but some sunshine expected by afternoon. Not as warm as what we had been with a high 84. clear overnight, Charlo in the upper 60s. Then sunny, breezy, and warmer again on Thursday with a high 89. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky, 69 degrees. We have an east wind at 9 miles per hour. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, 6:12 now. 12 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Wednesday, September 15th, right smack dab in the middle of the month. We had a partly cloudy day across central Kansas Tuesday. Wichita's high temperature was 90 degrees, normal high for the date, 84. Ted Woodward, do you remember the big severe thunderstorm outbreak in 2010? I'm going to bring it to your memory. Right. I forgot about it, 11 years ago. And we have so many days when we have weather events. This one was outrageous. In 2010, on this date, a monstrous severe thunderstorm hammered parts of south central and southeast Kansas with humongous hail that at times ranged from 4 to nearly 8 inches in diameter. The destructive 65 to 80 mile per hour winds and 8-week tornadoes also occurred. The largest hailstone, which landed 2 miles west of Mid-Continent Airport, was 7.75-inch diameter meteorite that set a new Kansas record. Numerous hailstones ranging from baseball to grapefruit size pounded west and southwest Wichita.
Yeah.
Thousands of homes were heavily damaged. In extreme cases, the hail punched holes in the roofs, with some of the hail landing in the bedrooms and living rooms. That must have been the last time I got a new roof on the house. Thousands of vehicles damaged, if not totaled, as were trees and power lines.
Yeah, now that you mention it, I remember that one.
It was a bad storm. The most serious wind damage occurred when 80-mile-per-hour winds tore the steeple off a church and hurled it into an SUV. Don't remember what church that was. One on the west side?
It didn't
maybe?
Say where that was?
Total damage estimated around $15.2 million.
Whoosh.
That may be the one where everybody was getting a new roof out of that one. Wow. All right, that was on this date in 2010. Time passes when you're doing 6,000 radio shows. Today is Steve and Ted's show number 6,001 after the big celebration yesterday. And I'd like to just say one more time, it's nice to see how many people responded to Facebook as we posted. I posted something personally. Yeah, I think you posted something. And a lot of people responding how they love the show. Thank you, folks.
Yeah, thank you.
Got a lot of, kind of surprised me, a lot of women who were. We're saying they like this show every day.
Why does that surprise you?
Well, it surprised me because we've always kind of been under the impression this is a guy show. When we do our listener surveys and whatnot, it shows up as a guy show. But, hey, I guess a lot of women like Steve and Ted. And that's good. That's very good. On this date in 2001, we were in the aftermath of 9/11. Remember, President George W. Bush ordered U.S. troops to get ready for war and braced Americans for a long, difficult assault against terrorists to avenge the September 11th attack. Beleaguered Afghans streamed out of Kabul, fearing a U.S. military strike against Taliban rulers harboring Osama bin Laden. So the people in Kabul thought we were going to bomb the city until we just bombed out bin Laden. Oh, and that was on this date in 2001. And this date, Ted, we talk about Tropical Storm Nicholas for just a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Weakened now to a tropical depression after stalling over southeastern Texas and southwestern Louisiana, still drenching the area with flooding rains. A lot of water coming down. The downgrade yesterday came the same day Nicholas hit land as a Category 1 hurricane, knocking out power to 500,000 homes and businesses. It also dumped more than a foot of rain in an area hit by Hurricane Harvey in 2017. I'm not sure I'd want to live in that area, but I'd get pretty sick of that after a few times my house being drenched.
Yeah, if you're in a low-lying area, that part of the coast, you're going to get it.
Of course, so many people, but you can't. Just picking up and going to another part of the country is not that easy, especially if you've got roots there and you can't afford it. Senate Democrats have rolled out a pared-back elections bill in hopes of kickstarting a stalled push to combat new laws in Republican states that could make it harder to cast a ballot. But the new compromise legislation is likely doomed in the 50-50 Senate, where it faces the same lockstep Republican opposition that scuttled previous attempts to pass a more sweeping bill. There's a lot of going on in the federal government. The politicians talking about our voting and voting rights and access and whatnot. I was under the impression that that was a county by county base. That we run our elections each county has their own responsibility, but
As these people, who there are a lot of people who are very sensitive about who gets to vote and how we should vote and so forth. I didn't think it was a problem. I mean, about the first 50 elections I voted in, I didn't think it was a problem. But I guess there
it is now.
Some people think there was a big problem somewhere. Okay. 6:16, Steve and Ted in the morning. It's not raining out there.
Nope.
But it wasn't raining when I came in, but it has been raining in Wichita. I don't know if there's water still on the pavement or not, but we didn't get a whole lot. Some places got some pretty good drenching down to the southeast. I talked with one of the meteorologists at the National Weather Service in Wichita earlier this morning, and he didn't have a lot of real good rainfall totals, but he said there was more rain down in the southeast part of the state. Quick look at let me take a quick look at the radar this morning. And there is an area now, and there's really nothing in our close to Wichita, but down to the southwest. I don't even know what county that is, but it's really west of Kiowa County. It's over that way, and it's down in Oklahoma. So nothing really in the area, nothing up the turnpike to the north. It's but we do have a 30% chance so far this morning. All right, it's coming up on 6:18. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward. Ted.
Yeah, we'll be talking college football tonight. It's the weekly KU Football Coaches Show with head coach Lance Leipold. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Jayhawks are 1-1 on the season, and it's already time for the conference opener. Baylor coming to Lawrence on Saturday. So a lot to talk about with Coach Leipold and talking Jayhawks football at 6 o'clock tonight on KFH. After that, we'll have Royals baseball tonight, 7 o'clock, the Royals and the Oakland Athletics. Last night, these two teams played a long game at a snail's pace. Oakland was in no hurry, and it took a long time to play this one. But if you're going to play a long game, you might as well win it. Didn't look good for the Royals early. They were down 6-0 in the third inning. At that point, it's usually time to give up. But the Royals did not give up. Kansas City kept plodding away until they got the big hit from, yeah, guess who? Catcher Salvador Perez. You heard the action on KFH.
Petit deals. Perez swings, drives it deep to left. That's a way back, and that ball is out of here. The Royals have come all the way back from a 6-run deficit. And Salvador Perez, blasting his 43rd home run this year, has given the Royals an 8-7 lead.
And the Royals go on to win it 10-7. And Salvador Perez, as you heard there, his 43rd home run. He leads all position players in the big leagues in home runs now. And 109 runs driven in. Wow. That is number one in the major leagues at the moment. The game, as I said, it took 4 hours to play, 330 pitches in this game.
Wow.
Can you imagine with a lot of those, it was guys just walking around the mound and not throwing pitches.
Not throwing.
Ooh.
Taking your time.
Took a long time, but the Royals did finally win it, 10-7. The Royals have won 4 out of their last 5, hosting Oakland again tonight. You hear that game on KFH. Oh, off the news, off the field news for the Royals, too. General manager Dayton Moore, the Wichita native, has been promoted to president of baseball operations. He's been general manager for the past 15 years. His longtime assistant, J.J. Piccolo, is now the new general manager of the Kansas City Royals.
Wow.
Shake up in the front office. And the Royals are also looking at future stadium options down the line. Maybe a downtown stadium. Who knows? They always dredge up this talk every so often. The, of course, Kauffman Stadium is 53 years old, one of the older stadiums in the big leagues.
Isn't that something?
But the lease still goes for another decade. So
yeah,
this is not something that's going to happen tomorrow, but it's something that they're looking at. They always do. It seems like
downtown, they'd have to condemn
Jackson County
property.
Always ponies up a bunch of money, and they stay at Kauffman Stadium is what usually happens.
Wow.
See what happens with that. And the Wichita Wind Surge baseball action last night. Arkansas Travelers downtown at Riverfront Stadium. That game was suspended by rain and lightning in the top of the fifth inning. Arkansas was 4 outs away from winning that game, but got suspended by rain. Maybe that'll help out Wichita. So they will resume that game at 4:30 this afternoon. Arkansas leading 4-1 in the fifth inning. They will complete that 9-inning game. And they'll wait a half hour, and then they'll play the regularly scheduled game, and that'll be a 7-inning game. So there will be 2 outcomes tonight after baseball at Riverfront Stadium. Wichita still has the number one record in the league, still leading Arkansas by 3 games for that final playoff spot with 6 games to go. But 2 of those games will be played tonight. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
You know, look at Kauffman Stadium, and I remember when it opened, and it was beautiful to me in that it had these curving lines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the outfield was pristine. There was grass behind. And then over the past few years, I think they've cluttered it up and made it kind of crummy in many ways.
It's more cluttered.
I don't like the clutter, but I understand. But I don't. And the other thing I don't like, this is just an opinion, but I don't like these new ballparks they make where they have to build some personality in it with a little niche here and a that, you know. The old stadiums, they built them that way because they were the city on the streets that way.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
Okay. Well,
I mean, I grew up in the 70s when they were cookie-cutter stadiums.
Yeah,
every stadium
right.
looked alike, and I hated that.
You're
I
right.
like ballparks that are different from one another.
You're right. You mentioned it. They were just
every stadium was around baseball/football stadium,
yeah.
And I hated those. Those were awful.
At least Kauffman was built for one sport. That's
yep,
good.
That's certainly helped, and that's part of its beauty up there. Still a nice stadium.
Oh, beautiful,
even though it is 53 years old. Yep. I know some of the infrastructure of that is hard to maintain, something that's a building that old. But still a decent place.
Yeah. We've got some time to before they decide. So 6:22 now with Steve and Ted. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Teaching your kids to be mindful.
Okay. That's mindful.
Kind of interesting. That's on the way. Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.